Hello, I am Joshua P. Warren, and this is Joshua P. Warren Daily. All right, this morning at 4:30, in the middle of the night, Lauren and I went to one of the first showings of the new Star Wars movie, The Last Jedi, here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we actually had the perfect setup. We went to what's called a luxury theater. So it's basically sort of like an IMAX screen, and you're reclined in a nice big cushy chair, and you have a bottle of wine and real glasses of wine and your own little sort of table that you can sort of swing out in front of you if you want to use it for putting anything on. It was obviously a 3D movie. So we had the perfect type of scenario to enjoy a film, and I have never had the opportunity even to see a movie at 4:30 in the morning. That was pretty weird. So, and it was a 2.5 hour movie. So you're saying, you know, the movie didn't start probably till about 5 o'clock, and then so we got out of there about 7:30. Kind of weird to go in to a movie theater when it's dark and come out when it's daylight. So here is my review. And you probably know that I am one of the biggest Star Wars fans in the world. Not only was I born at just the right time to grow up with the Star Wars movies, but I also published a book that incorporates Star Wars philosophy. The book came out 2 years ago. It's called Use the Force, A Jedi's Guide to the Law of Attraction. So I really keep up with Star Wars, and I'll tell you right off the bat, yes, it was a very good movie, and it was an enjoyable time, but I did not like it as much as The Force Awakens and Rogue One. And the reason I didn't like it as much as those is that I felt that the story was not as tight. It was it wasn't structured with the same amount of tension. I think a lot of the dialogue came across as sort of cliched, and some of the scenes were a little too cookie cutter and predictable. So it was mainly just, I think, the structure of the story and the way it was written was not as strong as the past two movies that have come out recently. But there are some things in it that were so cool, things you've never seen in a Star Wars movie before, and I'm not going to spoil anything for you, I promise you that. I always, for me, like the big key to watching one of these movies is there going to be a moment where there is like the payoff scene where something really amazing and really smart and clever happens that I didn't see coming. And, I don't know how far I can go back and use references without spoiling things, but I'll tell you this, in Rogue One, there was a really good payoff scene, I'll call it, with Darth Vader in it. In this movie, there's another one of those kinds of scenes where something happens that you've never seen. You can understand how it can happen once it does, but it's a really interesting twist on how the powers of the Force can be used. So, look, if you're a Star Wars fan, you can't ever go to the theater and watch a Star Wars movie and have a bad time. It's always a great time. It's always a thrill. Our expectations are always way too high. But you'll find that, you know, this movie, it's beautiful. Beautiful. It's got great technical filmmaking. And it's just really a good one to watch in 3D. If you can do it in 3D, you should do it that way, because some of the scenes are just so epic and huge, and there's just so much space to explore visually, and it really does make you feel like you're right there if you see it on a big screen with 3D. So I definitely recommend that you do that. And I think this is a good time for me to point out something about the Force in reality, since I am the guy who wrote the book, Use the Force, A Jedi's Guide to the Law of Attraction. There is Force training exercises in this movie, and it mirrors a lot of what we think of when it comes to the reality of using the Force, and that is to be in harmony with your environment and work with the relationships between things so that you can use them to your benefit to improve and direct the things that you want to happen in your own life. So I'll give you an example of this. It's no different than swimming. So if you just jump into a river or a stream or an ocean or whatever, and you just start flopping around in all kinds of weird ways, you might be able to keep yourself afloat, but that does not mean that you're going to be able to direct yourself to a particular spot from point A to B. No, you have to swim in order to do that. And in order to swim, that means you have to be aware of the way the currents are flowing around you and the depth of the water and obstacles that might be dangerous along the way. And so you need to know your environment and just sort of relax and observe and think about your environment so that when you start contributing your energy, then your energy is being used in the most effective, efficient way possible in order to allow you to become a part of that flow of momentum that will most likely take you where you want to be. That is one way of describing the process of swimming. I think it's also similar to what happens when one plays a musical instrument. So that is to say, anybody can sit down and just start pounding keys on a piano and make a bunch of chaotic noise. However, if you sit down and you think strategically about the vibration that you want to create, then you can organize that into music. But it takes some training and some skill for you to perfect your relationship with the keys through your fingers to the keys in order to make that happen. So again, it's about your relationship to your environment and how that you can fit in the best possible way into that relationship in order to organize it in a way that improves your life and gets you where you want to be. And I'm very proud that if you go to Amazon.com and you look up my book, Use the Force, A Jedi's Guide to the Law of Attraction, which is also available as an audio book where I read the book myself, the whole book. So if you like listening to me, then you might enjoy listening to me read this audiobook to you. I'm a big audiobook fan myself. But if you go to Amazon, you'll find that the book has stellar reviews. I mean, it's practically 5 out of 5 stars. People have enjoyed this book, whether or not they are into Star Wars. I wrote it so that Star Wars is a nice, convenient reference for you to help you visualize some of these concepts, but it's certainly not necessary. And nonetheless, as you go through this very practical breakdown of how to start using the Force, there's one extremely important step that I'm going to tell you about right now. And that's because you can't build any type of a structure. And let's think of your life as a structure. If it's on shaky ground, if it's on a shaky foundation. Just recently I was watching 60 Minutes and they have a story, or they had a story about this gigantic skyscraper in San Francisco where people have bought millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of apartments, and they've just recently found out that it was not built on solid ground And so now this entire majestic building is actually tilting. It's leaning. And eventually the thing's just going to fall over and collapse. So you have to start with some kind of a fundamental tone or note that defines the way you feel at the most basic level about your connection to the universe. And so no matter what techniques that you're ever going to use to improve your life, whether you are just a person who says, look, if you want to have more money and a better job and better relationships and all, you have to just work hard and that'll do it. And if you're that kind of person, fine. If you're the type of person who's more into mystical and magical stuff, fine. If you're the type of person who's getting serious about law of attraction and sympathetic resonance, fine. But regardless of the approach that you take, what I'm about to tell you is the most important first step for every one of us. And it's amazing how easy it is to forget this and to overlook it. Every single day, when you start your day, when you get out of bed, whatever time that may be for you, and you're doing your routine, which maybe the first thing you do is look at your cell phone, or maybe you just go to the bathroom, or who knows. But right at that time, when you are starting your day, you need to take a moment, just 5 seconds, okay, and you need to think as clearly to yourself as possible. I live in a friendly, supportive, loving universe that wants me to be happy and succeed. Now, it doesn't matter if you even believe that, because if you just start thinking that way, that is the first step in that shift that will transform what you're thinking into your material reality and actual experience. So again, you first thing, I live in a friendly, supportive, loving universe that wants me to be happy and succeed. If you get up every day and you're thinking, oh no, here I am again, I'm in hell, what's the news going to say happened while I was sleeping? What kind of jerk am I going to run into today at work or whatever? Well, you, right there, you're setting the tone. And you are the only person who can set the tone for you. Because you can't trust anybody else's agenda. And that is especially the case with the media. The reason that, you know, we check the media right off the bat is because the media has perfected brainwashing all of us. And what I mean by that is that they're not necessarily sinister. They're just business people who are trying to get you to buy something. And they found out long ago that you pay more attention to things that are bad than good. And that is because humans evolved that way to protect ourselves from danger. So they're tapping in to this very primal part of the brain that every creature has, I presume. And that's why we've survived this long. It's because that we pay attention to potential danger. So they literally use and abuse this human instinct in order to make you pay attention so then they can sell you something. And so if you use what you see in the media as some kind of a realistic gauge for what 90% of life is actually like, then you are already brainwashed and your mind is already skewed. Because if you just get out there on a day-to-day basis and you look at what happens throughout the day, most of it is good. Most people are going to treat you well as long as you are nice to them. Okay. You got to use common sense to know, you know, what things are good for you and bad for you. Don't go out and, you know, abuse yourself in some way or put yourself in a dangerous position. But for the most part, your actual experience here is good. And so you're doing a disservice to the good fortune that you have and the things that you do have to be grateful for. And I know you may have all kinds of problems, but don't focus on those. Focus on the things that are good that you can have and do. It's like, for example, last night I'm watching this 3D movie with surround sound, having a great experience. And I have a very close relative who is deaf in one ear. And that relative cannot hear stereo sound. So I was sitting there watching that movie last night, taking for granted that I can see everything in 3D, I can hear everything in surround sound, without even thinking for a moment about what it would be like if I were deaf in one ear or blind in one eye or blind in general and couldn't even watch the movie. So you really want to stay realistic about the good things that you have in your life. Use that if you need some evidence to justify a positive relationship with the universe. But you start there. You start with sending out that vibe. I live in a friendly, supportive, loving universe that wants me to be happy and succeed. If you start behaving that way, if you start thinking that way, then what you will find is that very soon the universe will start treating you that way. Even if you think it's not right now, it will start. Because you are here to learn to be a creator of your own destiny, that you are here to realize you're not in control of everything, but there is much more that you can control than you think. All you need to know are some very simple, basic techniques that will help you truly use the force. And in my book, you'll find that the force can be used for bad purposes as well. There is a dark side to the force. And I get into that. So, seems like an appropriate time to remind you of this. I remember 2 years ago, I got an email from a woman. And she said, I'm a very fortunate woman. She says, I have 13 grandchildren. And I bought every single one of them a copy of Use the Force for Christmas. And I can't think of a better gift that I could have given my grandchildren, because she read the book, was so impressed with it that she felt like this was an essential, easy to read piece of information for the upcoming generations. And I find that even though I wrote that book, I go back and I read it again at least once every 6 months, because we all need to be reminded from time to time about the way we should be thinking about things. And so even if you have read the book, go back, read it again, tell a friend about it. Here it is. It's Christmas time. The new Star Wars movie is out. Perfect timing to have discussions about the reality of how to use the Force. All right, so hope you found that enjoyable. I look forward to getting your feedback as usual. Remember, this podcast is called Joshua P. Warren Daily because I do my best to crank out one every day. Sometimes I miss a day or here, you know, there. But Joshua P. Warren Daily, it's free, it's short. And if you want to keep listening, go to joshuapwarren.com. There is no period after the P. Go to joshuapwarren.com. You'll find a link there at the top to the podcasts. And you can subscribe through many different ways, or you can follow me on Twitter, and I will tweet when I have a new one as well. So thank you for listening. Thank you for staying curious, and I will talk to you again soon.